All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 3 of Girl Wants to Know. You already know it's your girl Kim, and I am here with...
Hey guys, it's Jenny Neri here with Girl Wants to Know. It's a actual beautiful day out here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I know I say that every time, but it is every time I say that.
Yeah, so it's been getting kind of nice lately.
We're looking forward to that warmer weather so we can cook out,
because yes,
we like to eat.
Yes, and go swimming and just soak up the rays is what we like.
My foundation needs to match my face because I'd be looking like a ghost right now.
Yes. But, guys, so before we get into anything, we want to address the fact that we didn't have an episode last week and, you know, our apologies. Life just came at us really fast last week.
It just happened, you know, things happened unexpectedly. We had some things that came up. Personally, I was out for a week due to work and also personal issues. As you guys know, my birthday just passed, and it was my mom's birthday, my best friend's birthday, my little baby niece, Nubilia, was born, and time just escaped.
Yeah, and then I've been packing all week, because JD and I recently moved on Thursday, actually, was our moving day, so it was just a lot going on, and even though we tried to fit it into the schedule, it just wasn't working, so we dealt with it, and that's actually how we came up with the topic for this week, which is life happens. So today we're gonna be talking about life, realizing what we can and can't control, how to plan ahead so when life happens we're a little bit better prepared for that, and what to do when things aren't going wrong, how to handle it just so we can have a healthy, well-balanced mentality.
Yes, definitely. So that's just going to be some of the key points that we're going to talk about today. But we also want to address the fact that you guys need to stalk us on social media. First of all, you know, we have a Twitter, we have an Instagram, we have a Facebook. If you go to the Facebook, give us some crap because we haven't really been posting on Facebook. Our bad. We're going to get on it. Especially, you know, we need to be women of our word. So.
Yeah.
Facebook is kind of our weak link right now, but Instagram, that's where the real juice is at. Kim's been doing a really good job with that. We have a couple hashtags into play, and also with Twitter, we want to talk to you guys, so stalk us, subscribe to the podcast.
Yes, subscribe. If you have not already, subscribe. Make sure your mama, daddy, cousin is subscribed to our podcast, so go onto your podcast link on your iPhone, and if you don't have an iPhone and you're listening to this, then you're probably on the Anchor app, and we're going to try to get on Android, but for now, subscribe through Apple Podcasts, because we're there and we're live. Follow us on Instagram at Girl Wants to Know, and follow us on Twitter at Girl Wants to Know with no W.
Yes.
let's jump right into it. Let's jump right into the quote-unquote meat and potatoes of today's episode.
I love when Kim says that, because whenever she first, we're, like we said, we're on Anchors, and we have a little segment called Meat and Potatoes, so I was on there, and I was like, Kim, what is this? Is this us? And she was like, yeah, that's us, and I'm like, what is meat and potatoes? She's like, you know, the main course. I'm like, oh.
Because the intro is like the appetizer, the meat and potatoes is like, you know, the main thing that we're talking about, and then the dessert is the conclusion, the goodbyes.
I love dessert, for sure. So, that's what we're going to be talking about right now, so let's jump into it, and Kim, talk about the meat and the potatoes. Go ahead, take it away.
All right, so first we want to, the whole topic today is life happening and just the unexpected. First, I think it's important to address what we can and can't control, because we can seldomly control things in life. And you can't control other people. You can't control a lot of the actions that happen or the things that happen to you for the most part. But one thing that we can for sure, or a couple things that we can for sure control is, one, our reaction, our responses, and our actions. Those three things we can control.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, whether it's a person, a situation, or just something random that happens, you're the one that's going to have control of a choice that you make, a reaction, and we're going to talk about good ways to react and to respond to the things happening in your life.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for example, let's look at a person, right? Let's say a person comes at you sideways, and they're just disrespecting you. You know, they come in with the disrespect. Of course, there's multiple ways you can react to that, right? So one, you can let it go, which is the ideal thing, but a lot of times we can't just let it go. Two, we can react in a violent manner, right? We can start a fight or something, or we can react in another more adult, maybe petty way, with some petty words. But whatever way we react, regardless of what we do or what we say, our action or our responses, that's going to be what we're known as, what we're known for. It's gonna be what is that word I'm looking for?
Our reputation.
Exactly, our reputation. So, which that's a big part. You have control over your reputation. You have control over how people see you. So I think that's a very important part, but it's just hard sometimes because our actions and our responses as humans, a lot of times are driven by emotion and not logic.
Logically. Yes, that is correct. Because, you know, I do feel like at times our emotions get the best of us, and it's really hard to think clearly when you're enraged or you're just feeling a lot inside, and you know, it's hard, but you just need to take a time to step back. I don't even know what I'm saying, you guys, but just take a moment, step back, and process the situation. And you know, whenever things or people would do things to me, I always would say, it's okay. That defines them. It does not define me. How people treat me or what they decide to do does not define me. What defines me is what I decide to do, what I decide to say. And from there, you know, I think it's a good thing to have that mindset. Because if not, you're going to find out the hard way that not everything needs the reaction.
Exactly. And even on a different note, not talking about just the way people treat you or people's actions towards you, but just life in general and obstacles that you're going to face, you're going to have options of what to do with it. And you can sit there and just be upset about it, or you can figure out a way to handle the situation. And I think that's important. So again, we can control very little. But the little things that we can control are vital, because those actions, that what you choose to do, are going to determine the person that you are, or the person that you're going to be because of those actions.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, whenever life does happen and it doesn't go the way that we expect it to happen, then it makes us feel some type of way, especially for me. Like, I'm not the most organized person, and Kim is a planner. She's organized. And I mean, I have anxiety. I have a lot of anxiety. And I feel like a lot of that anxiety is caused by my actions, because I'm not prepared. People think I'm prepared, which I'm prepared because I know what I'm doing. But that's last minute, you guys. So don't be that
person. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. Don't be that person. And, you know, and I'm getting better. It's something that you need to know what your flaws are and what your strengths are. So now I try to plan ahead, and it makes me feel better just planning ahead.
Yeah. So that's our second point is, one, we can't control everything, because life is going to happen. What we do have control over, we need to think about. But second, plan ahead. You need to be aware and know that life is going to happen. So make space for life to happen. Have a plan B, C, and D if you need to. And I know a lot of times people think, well, having backup plans is setting me up for failure. And I understand that logic, but at the same time, that's kind of being realistic. You know, life is going to happen. And if it doesn't, good for you. Plan is in motion. Plan is going. And sometimes plans do go the way they're supposed to. But I'm going to say like 80% of the time, life likes to throw a curveball at you. And things aren't going to go according to plan. So it's important to have multiple paths that we can take if XYZ happens.
Exactly. You know, even with our podcast here that happened, you know, we knew that you were going to be moving. We knew that I was going to be out of town. Didn't expect to be out of town for a whole week. And we did try to plan ahead, try to get some material in place because we're learning as we go. This is all new to us, so, which is good because, you know, there's not an exact way to do things. And we're just taking it step by step. And, you know, even though we had pre-recorded material, the topic didn't go as planned because we had our significant others on there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a topic that they were knowledgeable on or that they cared about.
Yeah, they were assy.
They weren't ready for the podcast. So we're talking some trash on you, JD and Thomas, so be more prepared next time.
Yeah, and it was just life happened. It's really the best way to describe it. So give yourself that wiggle room. Make multiple plans, backup plans, and also give yourself wiggle room for life to happen. Plan with wiggle room for life.
Yes.
We talk about being on time is one of the places where we need to
be better.
Yeah, and give ourselves wiggle room. Which is something I used to tell my best friend all the time because she's late literally for everything. If you can count on her to do anything, it's to be late. And she's actually gotten better at that. And I think it's just part of growing up. Like, you just get better at those things. But I used to tell her all the time, like, if you have to be somewhere at 1:30, don't leave at 1. You know? If it's going to take you 20 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
Make sure you leave before that. Give yourself that wiggle room. So, and that goes for more than just
time. For a lot of things, because, you know, whenever we're younger, someone's holding our hand, someone's doing those things for us, you know, our parents, our teachers, or even coaches. And as you get older and things don't go the way you thought they would, and you're like, oh, shit, why did this not happen? And it's just kind of like a punch in the face, you know? And I think as we get older, we realize those things through failure. You know, even, like, cooking. Like, I didn't know that when I was hungry, I still needed to plan 30 minutes to an hour to actually make my meal. Or, you know, those freaking quotes or memes that you see on the internet that says, I can't wait to wake up next in the morning next to the love of my life and eat breakfast and have my life together. That is an utter lie. That is the most utter lie I have ever heard. First of all, I have been living with my significant other for, well, right now, this is our second time around because we were in a long-distance relationship. But it's been about 8 months, and I think I've cooked breakfast maybe a handful of times. So it's a work in progress, you know. I would like that. That's nice, but
it's being realistic.
It's gonna take some time.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we've talked about the things we can't control and the things that we can't. Making sure that we plan ahead so when life does happen, it doesn't impact us as hard.
Yeah.
But the last thing we want to touch on is realizing that no matter how much we know we can't control or how much planning we do or if we have the whole alphabet worth of plans, life is still going to happen and things aren't always going to go according to plan. And that's something everyone has to realize. And it's a little hard to realize sometimes. I know it was for me.
Yeah, it is hard. Life happens. And, you know, I think we all have a breaking point. And, you know, I'd like to hear your side, Kim, on what was your breaking point.
For sure. So I think the first time that I realized that life is not fucking unicorns and rainbows, like you said earlier, was in college.
Yeah.
Because it's not as easy as you think. especially coming from high school when you are always on top of shit, and then all of a sudden you're in college and you're like, wow, it's like, it's your first taste of the real world.
Mm-hmm.
College is still not the real world, I'll tell you that, because there's still a big step when you graduate college, but it's a taste of the real world, and you're like, holy ravioli, what have I gotten myself into? But I think I've always been like a very plan-oriented person, goal-oriented person, and when things didn't go according to plan, I would crumble. I would just be stress-ridden and filled with anxiety, and I would be so hard on myself because I'm like, why aren't things going 100% according to plan? I have a plan for my life. But I think the biggest wake-up call was last summer when my mom passed. Because I think that's the most unexpected thing that can happen to someone. You know, losing anyone is hard, especially unexpectedly.
Yeah.
But a parent, it's just, you never expect your parents to go before you. Or you never expect them to go at this age.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, you expect them to be old and gray and see your grandkids and all that. So I think at that moment, I had a choice to make. Either I was going to spiral out of control, lose my faith, and just beat myself up and continue to ask why and know that I was never going to get that response, or understand that life happens, things happen, whether we like it or not, and I have to move forward and grow and learn and continue to live my life, because if I wouldn't have learned that at that point, I don't know where I would be right now.
Yeah.
I would have lost touch with everything. I would have lost my mind, honestly. But it was just that moment where I was just like, holy crap. All my everything I valued just changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things I valued didn't make that much sense anymore. And the things that I didn't value before all of a sudden became so valuable. And it was just definitely a change of perspective.
Wow. And it, like you said, it happened unexpected. And it wasn't something you were planning for.
Mm-hmm.
So life just happened and you decided to take that moment and turn it into a power moment.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What about you?
Man, kind of the same scenario with college. You know, I feel like college can be very hard because you're not, it's different. You know, it's kind of in a more laid back scenario. You're not on a schedule anymore to get
mm-hmm.
things completed. You're kind of like on your own. And at the time I was in a bad relationship. My friendships weren't the best support system. It's a complicated story that we'll get into at some other point. And you know, at that point college wasn't going good because those things were affecting me
mm-hmm.
mentally. And it was whenever I first received my first failing grade. So I'm always an honor student, A, B, you know. And whenever I took my first C, then D, then F, it was just like, I felt like a failure. And it sucked. It really did suck. And it got to a point where I needed to go see a doctor because I wasn't feeling good mentally. Physically, I was always tired. Emotionally, it was
draining
as hell. That's like the worst combination that can happen in someone's life, because it's like all three major parts of your life. And well, I decided to go to the doctor, and at that point, you know, the doctor's telling me what's going on, so I'm kind of letting him know, and I was like, okay, well, looks like you have anxiety. I'm like, that's the first time I heard the word anxiety. Like, I was kind of glad that they didn't say depression, because I've heard of depression. But anxiety, I'm just like, okay, what's anxiety? I'm like, well, you know, you're overthinking, you're stressed, you're just like overly
mm-hmm.
overly feeling everything. And I got prescribed some pills. And at that point, whenever I went to go get my pills, I was like, okay, what the hell's going on? And Why did it get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it became real for me. So at that point, I just decided to say, you know what? Screw this, screw them, and I'm not going to feel like this anymore. And that's when I decided to take my life back. But it's a process.
Yes, yes. And not being able to handle the fact that life does happen can be extremely stressful. And one thing that we want to talk about is finding your way, your avenue of relieving that stress, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. So for me, JD is basically my stress ball. Like, he can literally help me out with any stressful day. If I'm having a bad day, you know, just being out and about with him really helps me out and just getting my mind off of things. And he's just a really good support system for me. And cooking, I love to cook. It just gets my mind off of things, just listening to music, making some food. I love it.
Yeah, some yummy food, you know, freaking forget about things, and then afterward eat a meal.
Yes,
that sounds amazing. I need to try that, definitely. You know, for me, it just takes that time where if I'm going through something, I need to breathe, just relax, and think about what's happening. Have some quiet time, and, you know, if it gets too extreme, I'll go have a good cry.
Yes.
I'm a very emotional person. I cry for everything, when I'm yawning, when I'm sad, when I'm mad, when I'm happy. I'd be crying all the time, but yeah. Man, I have not found my good crying spot here in Tulsa, but I did have a good crying spot back at home, and it would just be, I'd get in my car, and it was a nice view, and just, you know, have a moment to myself, or even with my friends, we'd go have those heart-to-heart talks, and just let it out, because you can't let it consume you.
Yes. That's important. And crying, we are endorsers of crying. We support the crying movement. If you need to let it out, crying does not make you weak. No. It actually means that you are emotionally intelligent. Fun fact of the day. So crying actually does not make you weak. It means the complete opposite. So let it out. I think crying is just great. Honestly, I cry all the time too. I'm emotional AF.
Mm-hmm.
I cry. If any of you guys watch This Is Us, then you will understand, because that show is extremely emotional. You need to watch it, because I literally, the other day, I was watching it and I was just crying my eyes out, like, the entire episode. But
oh man,
that's neither here nor there.
No, man, Tom just got me started on Grey's Anatomy, and I'm just like, why would he do this? You know, I'm a crybaby, so spoiler alert, which I'm sure you guys are way past this, but George's dad died, and I was like crying, like, oh
yes.
And then he's just like, are you crying? I'm like, you know how I am, why are you asking? And you know, that's actually a nice fun fact to know, that if you are a crier, it means you're emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, emotionally intelligent.
Emotionally intelligent. I need to use that against Tom. Because, you know, I feel like some people don't understand whenever... Because people vent different ways, mm-hmm. you know? And one thing that, like I said, I'm a crier. And I feel like, you know, if I'm comfortable around you, you're going to hear me cry.
Mm-hmm.
And... I know that can freak some people out. Just like, oh.
Yeah, some people can't handle it.
Just like, oh, settle down there. And, you know, I will never let someone decide how I should feel.
Exactly.
I'm big on that. You should feel however you want to feel. If you're stressed, whatever it is that you're feeling, you should feel however you want to feel.
Really quickly, shout out to Thomas, because I just saw that one of our old coworkers followed us on Instagram, so I'm pretty sure that was Thomas's doing. Thanks, Thomas.
Yes, he's been on the movement on trying to get recruiters, so if Tom sent you, let us know.
But yeah, so cry, guys. Make sure you relieve that stress. Find your way of relieving your stress and do it. Paint, you know, do whatever you need to do. And next, it's not the end of the world. So things are going to happen, but it's not the end of the world. And something I like to tell myself when I'm going through it is, people are going through things way worse than this right now. You have it good. And I know this might sound cheesy, but I literally count my blessings when I'm going through something, because even in my darkest of times, I pride myself in being able to see all the light in my life. So even though I'm going through something right now, I can't just let that one bad thing outweigh everything else. You know, outweigh the fact that I have a supportive husband, outweigh the fact that we are taken care of, that we are financially stable, that we eat every day, that we have a good relationship, that I'm happy, that I'm healthy, that my, you know, my family's healthy and all of that. So I can't, don't let one thing outweigh the rest. Count your blessings and remember, it could be worse. It can always be worse.
Exactly. It can be worse. And, you know, that's important to do self-reflection on the good things, because that makes it better. And, you know, every day is a blessing. I know there's all these cheesy things that we're saying and they're very cliche, but I feel like as you do get older, those things start to make sense. You know, whether it's count your blessings, or, you know, the grass is green where you water it, and, you know, let's have a little thing going on.
No storm lasts forever.
Yes, or everything happens for a reason.
That is my mantra, guys. That I live by that saying. Everything happens for a reason. I'm a strong believer of that.
I believe it too, because it's so true. You know, even though we make our own choices, but somewhere in the mix, things just happen the way that they're supposed to, and we need to embrace the good.
Yes.
And now, if things keep happening over and over again, and you're just like, this is some bullshit here, let's take a moment to think why those things keep happening to you.
A little self-reflection will go a long way. Sometimes, maybe it's not the world, maybe it's us, maybe it's something we're doing and the energy we're putting out, which, you know, leads us to the point when something does happen, make sure you learn from that experience and use that information for the next time. Because if you're not learning from every mistake and every obstacle, then you're going to be going in a circle. You're never going to be able to level up to the next level in life.
Yeah. And that's important, to learn from things that happen and to move forward. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you should grow. You should get better. And if you're stuck in a certain place, just take a moment to think about, well, maybe it's something that I'm doing.
Yeah. And if you don't, if you need to see everything as a learning experience, take those bad times or whatever it may be as a learning experience. And like you said, move forward. Because if we see it like that, it's kind of a little easier to deal with. You know, it's like, okay, this had to happen for me to learn this lesson. Now I can move on to the next, like, level. I keep thinking of, like, a video game. You know, like, once you learn something in every level of the game, and one, if you don't hack it, you gotta start over. And that's why you keep going through the same thing. You know what I mean? And you're gonna keep repeating that level until you learn that lesson. That's so how I see it.
I mean, that's how life is. You know, you kind of think that you go through certain stages, but if you don't continue to grow and learn, then you're going to be stuck on that same level. And some people do get stuck because they just feel like, this is it. Like, my life sucks, or, you know, I can't do no more. And like,
they close their minds to the learning opportunity.
Yeah. Just open your mind. Have a good mindset about life's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be okay.
Yes, it is. And I know that's hard to hear sometimes, but it's true.
That's true. All right.
All right, guys, so that's the meat and potatoes of our episode today. So some key takeaways from life happening episode. One, we don't control everything. There's very little that we control, but what we do control is extremely important. Our responses, our reactions, and our actions, what we put out into the world.
Yes, and, you know, if things don't go as they are planned, then make sure you give yourself some wiggle space. Give yourself some time to plan ahead and be prepared for life.
Exactly. And third, it's not the end of the world. I promise you that you will get through this. You will make it out. Just be open-minded, learn from your mistakes, and don't stress out.
All right.
It can be worse.
It could be worse. And, you know, here's our favorite adult word that we're going to introduce our new segment, which is called Follow Up Fridays. So this is going to be a really fun, laid back episode that we're going to be doing.
Starting this Friday, actually.
Yes, starting this Friday, we're going to talk about our previous...
Tomorrow.
talking about... Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, dang. Oh, shoot. Yeah, we're going to be talking about some of the feedback and comments of how our podcast has affected, or, you know, some of those heart-to-heart and relatable topics that we have been talking about. So we want to hear your stories about either how your friendships are going with what makes your healthy friendship, or bad friend stories, which we all have had, unfortunately.
Yeah, so that's going to be for this Friday. We're going to be following up our adult friendships episode from, quote unquote, last week. It was 2 weeks ago, but we received some feedback mm-hmm. and things that we want to address and talk about. And we're going to be doing this every Friday. So for example, next Friday, we're going to be talking about this episode and the things that you guys thought about this. So if you do have input, if you have opinions, or if you have an anecdote that goes with this topic in particular, please make sure to DM us, tweet us, or send a voice memo to our email. And that email is thisgirlwantstoknow@gmail.com.
Yep, and use our hashtag girlwantstoknow and hashtag GWTK.
Yes.
But that's a little bit about what we want to talk about yeah. how life happens. And, you know, we're actually really excited. We're going to be meeting with a local artist here in Tulsa. And we're not going to reveal his name quite yet, so stay tuned. And hopefully we'll have a jingle. But, you know, if you have some artwork or music that you want to send our way or want to connect with us, let us know, because this girl wants to know.
For sure, guys. And as always, we have questions. We have answers. But mainly questions. And that is our episode today. This is Kim signing off.
And this is Jenny. Thank you so much, guys. We love you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.